You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. President Trump continued defending his immigration order that clamps a temporary ban on U.S. entry for travelers from seven majority Muslim nations and refugees from around the world. He continues to insist this is not a Muslim ban. Despite the nationwide protests, the confusion, and the mounting questions, Mr. Trump says, and here's his quote, "All is going well." Lawyers who spent long hours trying to help travelers blindsided by the president's action beg to differ. Jamil Kuja is one of those attorneys. He was at Detroit Metropolitan Airport over the weekend helping an Iranian green card holder who had been blocked from reentering the country. And he is with us now. Tell us about this gentleman. I know he declined to be interviewed because he has to renew his green card. That's correct. And he doesn't want to jeopardize that renewal.
Correct. I mean, he's pretty worried given what happened to him this weekend.
All right. So tell us a little about him. How long has he been here? What has he been doing?
Well, he's been here, I think it was 7 or 8 years. He came here initially a while ago as a student. He ended up getting married. He changed his status here from a student, became a permanent resident. He lives here, works here. He was sent to Europe for a conference for work, and then he cut the trip short, came back after the executive order was signed, and risked not being reunited with his wife and his family.
So you got a call and went to Detroit Metro.
Right, we went over there. The border agents were questioning him in the back. They took him to, I guess, a follow-up screening. The rest of the passengers on the airplane were released. There was nobody left on the airplane. And he was still being questioned about 2.5 hours or so after everybody else was done. They finally ended up releasing him. They did go through his phone, went through social media accounts, emails, pictures, took the serial number off of his phone, and they made him sign a form. He believes it was a consent to search, but he was not given a copy of it, so I haven't seen what it is that he actually signed.
And were you able to see him when you got there? Were you allowed to see him?
No, no. I was allowed to speak by phone to the border agents that were with him in the back, but I never saw them or him until he was released.
What did he tell you about the kinds of questioning that went on for 2.5 hours? What were they asking him?
Where he's been, what he's doing, you know, just a number of questions. Mainly they were going through his phone, and, you know, they asked about what he does here, his family.
And from where you sit as an attorney, how do you feel about that?
You know, the questioning is one thing, but going through his phone, family pictures, and taking the serial number, he doesn't know. Are they continuing to look at his phone? He just doesn't know. And so the whole process is just the unknown of it. The fact there wasn't any clear guidance, it looks like, given to the border agents of how to handle these situations. And, you know, afterwards, now the White House puts out a press release saying green card holders will be admitted. But it wasn't the case at the time that a number of these green card holders were on flights on the way to the country.
Jamil, I'm just kind of interested in what kind of attitude or what kind of tone the CPB officers took with you and also the green card holder, the gentleman that they were detaining.
You know, they were very professional with both of us. They were doing their job. You know, they were following their orders, and it appears to me they had a little bit of discretion, and they decided to release this man even before the directive had come from the White House that green card holders would be admitted.
We saw, Jamil, many Americans turning out across the country over the weekend to protest Mr. Trump's executive order. But there are Americans who say this is exactly why we voted for Donald Trump. And they believe these actions make our country safer, that they point out these are temporary orders and that inconveniencing some people is the price that we pay in this era of terror. How do you answer that?
Well, I think it's easy for them to say when they're not the ones being inconvenienced. And you know, there's this false notion out there that there isn't a vetting process. I mean, these are people who have already been vetted. They've gone through background checks. They're coming here legally. They've been given permission by the government to come here. this is a man who lives here. His home is in Michigan. His wife, he works here. It's not just a refugee issue. It's also people coming here for business, vacation, to see family, whatever. If they're from the countries on the list, even if they've been given permission to come here and they've gone through the vetting process, they're being turned back.
Jamil Khuja, thank you so much for being with us on Stateside.
You're welcome. My pleasure.